We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So truly what an honor it is to be speaking about the beautiful dialogues and conversations of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So there is an interesting dialogue that occurs between Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and one of His Eminence's companions. So the companion of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he asked His Eminence about fasting, and he asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam to give him some advice as regards to fasting. And, you know, how one should fast in the holy month of Ramadan, specifically, but fasting in general, of course. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he responded, "If you fast, try preventing your ears, your eyes, and your tongues from doing what is wrong and disallowed. Leave arguing, hurting servants, and try treating them in a way to show the mercifulness. Do not make the day on which you fast be the same as the day you do not." And so a very beautiful response here that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam gave about fasting. Of course, he said, if you fast, because, you know, there might be certain jurisprudential and fiqhi reasons why an individual might not be able to fast. But if you are fasting, then, you know, your eyes and your ears and your tongues should also be fasting, in the sense that, you know, you refrain from committing sins with at least those parts of your body, if not all parts of your body. You know, how many things we see which are improper, how many things we hear that are improper, and sometimes because of fasting, how many things we say that are improper, you know, and the holy month of Ramadan is really on the horizon. It's not that far away, maybe a couple of months away is the holy month of Ramadan. And so this idea that, you know, we should make our fasting day different than our other regular days. You know, this is something that is constantly reminded to us from the various different speakers in the holy month of Ramadan, you know, that our fasting day should be better and purer and more perfect, if you will, from the rest of our days in, you know, our life. And, you know, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, of course, this is this piece of advice that His Eminence put forward. This is a piece of advice, you know, that is more spiritual. We know him more for his scientific endeavors, his hadith and traditions that he spoke about. We also know, you know, about his medicinal and medical achievements, scientific achievements, astronomical, you know, achievements, and these kind of things. But rarely do we really focus on this very beautiful ethics and morals and akhlaqi aspect of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was the oldest imam, other than Imam al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja. He was the oldest serving imam. He lived for about 68 years. Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was born in this holy city of Medina, and the Imam alayhi salam was also martyred in the city of Medina. He was born in the year 80 after the hijrah, and he was martyred year 148. Now, what gave Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam the opportunity to educate thousands of students is the political crisis during his time. The Umayyads had wreaked havoc in the Muslim Ummah. People were fed up with their injustice, with their tyranny. And there were many revolutions against the Umayyads. So there were people who were bringing down the Umayyad dynasty. And the Abbasids, they were carrying a banner and they were saying, we want the rule for the family of the Prophet, for Al-Muhammad. This was their slogan. Some people came to Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam and they told him, should we participate in these revolutions? Should we side with the Abbasids and their people? The Imam said, no. You think these people are truthful? These people just want power. They don't really want the Ahlul Bayt to rule. They want the power for themselves. So I don't recommend that you get involved in this political crisis. So the Umayyad dynasty falls. The Abbasid dynasty is rising. There was a gap. There was a vacuum for a few decades. That gave Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam freedom to teach. At 1,400 students would attend his lessons. Can you imagine that 14 centuries ago, 13 centuries ago? 4,000 students listening to him, writing his knowledge, not just in legal studies and fiqh, not just in the Holy Quran and the tafsir of the Holy Quran, in astronomy, in chemistry, in biology. In all of these sciences, the Imam alayhi salam was raising a generation of scholars. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.